The more I learn about what it's going to take for me in my life, to go to the next level in some certain area of my life, and the more and more I help other men discover what it's going to take for them to take a certain area of their life to the next level, the more I learn about myself, the more I learn about other men, it's that we don't need to learn more and more and more. What we need to do is put more emotion, put more energy, more certainty, more confidence into what we're already doing and take those things to higher and higher levels. And that's what I want to talk about in today's Manformation Podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to our time. Two men, a little bit older, accomplished in certain areas of life. We appreciate that. We just want more, and we're trying to crack the code. What is it going to take to get to the next level, to become the total package? No, we're good. We just want to be even better. We know we have it inside of us. As I talk about, we have the talent, ability. It's just, how are we allocating our willpower, focus, energy, and time so we can become that total package? We can live up to our potential. I don't know about you, this whole potential thing, I'm old enough where I hate hearing the word potential, right? By this age, I want to get it done. I don't care about someone telling me I have potential to do something. Maybe you're at the same stage of life that I am. You're sick and tired of people telling you have potential. That felt good when you were much, much younger. Doesn't do anymore. We got to do it now. And I've just been driving myself and helping other men. It's just been my fascination how we could get more while appreciating everything we've accomplished in the past. And if you're like me, I'm telling you, the more and more I learn. Now, let me just make this straight right from the very beginning. There are strategies that are more effective and efficient than others. No doubt about it. I will never tell you that you can just do it any old way and you can get the same results as someone who has more effective and efficient strategies. I'm not saying that. I can tell you this, though, if you are clear, if you are focused, if you are driving yourself, you're resourceful, you're gritty, resilient, mentally and emotionally flexible, you'll eventually crack the code in whatever it is you're doing. You'll morph, you'll change, you'll adapt, and eventually find the way to get those results. You'll find the most effective and efficient strategies. The challenge is you want the most effective and efficient strategies as soon as possible, because you don't want it wearing you down, testing your confidence, testing your certainty, taxing your willpower so you run out of gas. So I just want to make that perfectly clear. There are strategies that are more effective and efficient than others. But at a certain point, it's just about this emotion. It's about this emotion. You know, if you're like me, sometimes I just find myself looking for some step-by-step system, and I really can't go all in until I have all my ducks lined up and I have this step-by-step, well-thought-out plan that I could do every single day. I have to decide upon it. I have to create some pattern. Can't vary from that pattern. If I have to vary from the pattern, then I must be doing something wrong, right? And I want to wake up at the same time. I do the same things during the same part of the day in my day. And in my mind, maybe it's a subconscious thing sometimes, that predictable pattern, that template, that well thought out structure, that's what it takes to succeed. And I'm assuming that everyone who succeeds at the level that I want to and higher, they have this structured plan. And I'll tell you, a lot of that thinking, it's noble to have that, but it's just not how it works. Mental and emotional flexibility, things are changing so quickly these days. So quickly. If you think you're going to take all this time to stop and think to create this reliable, structured, logical system that you can set it and forget it, and you're using that same system held 2 years from now, let alone 2 months from now, things have changed so much. And so what I've realized is that bullseye, it would feel good. Maybe that's how it used to work, how I thought it used to work before. It just doesn't work that way. And I'll tell you, even with this particular episode of this podcast, I do this all the time. It's like, okay, All right, I'm going to do this Manformation podcast, and I want it to be evergreen, so to speak. You know, if you know what I mean by that, it's that this is a standalone podcast, right? Meaning that you can listen to this, you know, 3 years from now. You could have listened to this 3 years ago, today, tomorrow, next month, and it's still as relevant today as it is in the future and in the past, right? It's evergreen. You really couldn't tell if you were listening to this that I did it with any certain relevance to the moment that I was speaking, right? That's nice. That would be nice, right? Because why would I do that? Why would I do that? I'm just using an example of what sometimes I block myself in and want to talk about how I'm going to bust out of that, and maybe you'll find value in it too, is that I don't want someone to go, oh, he's talking about 2000. And again, here I am going to timestamp it. He's talking about 2018 going into 2019. It's not the first of the year anymore, right? I just ran into these Manformation podcasts. He has some great things to talk about that I can learn from. But this is from 3 months ago, right? You know, I'm not going to listen to this. See, and so it's a noble plan to set up all my podcasts that way, but it's binding me in. It's constricting what I talk about and the power and the emotion behind it. If I can't talk about relevant events of today, and again, the downside is no one's going to want to listen to it. He's talking about something. That's not true anymore. Right? It's not the first of the year anymore, right? So it's noble, but it's constricting. But the real world that we live in today is, you know, every one of these podcasts is just a grain of sand on a big, big mound of sand that you got to move over to get you to the life that you want. One podcast in it of itself isn't going to make any major changes. It'll make a click. And that's the world we live in now because there's so much information just smattering. But the point, though, isn't about this podcast, is that, you know, I have reservations about, as we come into this New Year's, talking about it's the New Year's, right? That there's an example of, you know, trying to have everything all logical and all set up in some template and some back black and white system. Noble, but it's not how it works. Right? Guess what? I'll just do another podcast, another podcast, another podcast, because that's the way the world works now. And what I realize is how limiting I am sometimes, because I want to have the most effective efficient strategies and the most effective efficient system. And if I can't, I'm not going to go all in. I'm not going to put all my energy and effort into it. Right? So there's two things that I'm talking about as I go forward, and something that I realize, again, going through the journey myself, talking with so many men just like you, helping them work through their challenges, that I got two mottos that are going to work in tandem together as we head into this new year, as we have a few days until 2019 starts. And that is, I'm going to just live with a sense of urgency, right? All in. We've got more time behind us than we do in front of us. I'm going to bring that to the surface every time. And I do that right now. It's like, you know, it may be 3 o'clock in the morning. Am I going to do a podcast? Am I going to do a live video broadcast on social media? Am I going to make a post? I'm not going to wait until tomorrow. I'm not going to say, oh, well, I've done it. I'm going to live every single moment with a sense of urgency, or that's the bullseye that I'm shooting for. So my motto's in this coming year, right? What's going to make the difference? Not a new strategy, not a new system, not absolute certainty in a strategy or absolute certainty in a system. Is that I'm going to live with a sense of urgency. I'm going to produce with a sense of urgency. I'm going to think. I'm going to do everything with more of a sense of urgency. And then point two, or 1A, or whatever it is I'm going to be all in. I find myself holding back when I don't have the right system, or I'm not quite sure if it's the most effective and efficient strategy. And, you know, how I've set up this podcast, I realize, you know, the key to most of us at this point is emotion. It's mindset. It's doing those two things. It's living with a sense of urgency, and it's being all in. Every way emotional. Don't hold back. Don't be logical about it. And I mean by that, by holding back about not putting your all into it, by saving some in your tank. Because I'll tell you, Those couple things, living with a sense of urgency and being all in, if you're going to make an impact with all of this noise, and I'm assuming whatever it is at your job, with your family, everybody has so many distractions, so many things that are distracting from how you're trying to influence them, how to give them great information. And it's just the transfer of value, your value that you want to give to them for what they provide, the exchange of value to break through, sense of urgency, and all in. I'm going to live by those two mottos in tandem to put the power behind my work ethic, put the tandem behind my systems, because you'll figure it out. Just some things to think about as we head into this new year. It doesn't matter if you're heading into the new year. I know a smart man like you who'd listen to a podcast like this. You get the message, right? It is evergreen, right? It is evergreen, right? All right, guys. Hey, if you want some help, coach men just like you get to whatever they want in life. The big three, how to make more money, produce at the job for all those options you want in life. Relationships. Right, deeper, intimate relationships, if that's where you are, relationships, business, those type of things, the insight, fitness, right, the health, fitness, it all ties together to become the total package. That's what I do. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. Send me an email at skip@manformation.com. If you're a fast mover, just give me a call, 213-973-8790. All this information is going to be posted down below. I want to help you. I want to help you. It's my passion helping. That's why I come to you for this connection. Two guys, a little bit older. Two guys, a little bit older, busy, productive lives, and we want more while we're appreciating everything that we've accomplished to this point. So that's going to do it for today's Manformation Podcast. Two things. Living with that sense of urgency. We got more time behind us than we do in front of us. Got to take advantage of it now. Can't hold back. And we got to be all in, all in. That's going to do it for today. Have a great day. Have an outstanding day. And thank you for being here.